Chapter 2.
The hospital waiting room was a sea of blue. Regardless of their rank, all the officers in the Stiles PD were awaiting word on their brother. Even those on duty would be taking turns stopping by. The energy in the room was one of both grief and desire for answers. Madison and Troy walked in together and were greeted with embraces. Their fellow officers had solemn expressions on their faces, and while tears filled the eyes of almost all who were there, most were refused the right to fall. Honor and determination made that a requirement. And just as with a blood family in the case of an emergency, all their differences disappeared. She even hugged Officer Tendem, in that moment letting go of the anger she had been harboring against him for the last 6 months. Tendem had accompanied his training officer, Higgins, who was also her former TO, on a call that had resulted in Higgins being shot. She'd held Tendem responsible, attributing it to his negligence. But maybe she had rushed to judgment. Tendem hadn't caused the shooting, and at least Higgins had recovered fully. Speaking of Higgins, she looked around the room, but didn't see him anywhere. "What's the word on Barry's condition?" Madison asked Tendem, aware of Troy's hand on her lower back and finding comfort in his touch. Tendem's chin quivered, and he bit his bottom lip. Madison squeezed the officer's shoulder. Tendem swiped a finger under his dripping nose and sniffled. "It's not looking good. He hasn't come to since the shooting. We're all trying to be optimistic, but the doctor said it's too soon to tell. He's in the operating room now. The bullet hit his lungs." Tendem's gaze fell to the floor briefly. "That's all we've been told. He was wearing his vest, but they're not 100%. Tendem locked his gaze with hers.